Up on Cripple Creek, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, all American tunes from a mostly Canadian band, The Band. The band and its original lineup stopped touring in 1976 with a Thanksgiving concert in San Francisco that would go down in history as The Last Waltz. Robbie Robertson was a founding member of the band. He's a son of Toronto and was recently handed the key to that city. Robbie Robertson's background?
Well, I guess my heritage was unusual enough. Growing up, you know, when kids would say, you know, yeah, I'm Irish or I'm this or I'm that. And they'd say, and what are you? And I'd say, well, you know, I'm half Indian and half Jewish. And they'd be like, you're what?
When Robertson went solo, his songwriting revealed more of who he is. Songs like Broken Arrow.
Who else is gonna bring you a broken arrow? Who else is gonna bring you a bottle of rain?
But let's go back to 1960, when Robertson was 16. In his memoir Testimony, he talks about grabbing his guitar and hopping on a train for an audition in Arkansas. He wrote, people from my background didn't hardly know had a dream.
You know, I was just used to, you know, in some ways, being from Canada, you know, beside the United States. And the United States seemed like it was the center of the universe. And Canada wasn't. And so there was always a bit of that, like, you know, you're an outsider just being from Canada. So that was part of it. And growing up, you know, with me saying, you know, wow, one of these days I'm going to go out in the world and I'm going to write music and I'm going to play music and I'm going to perform everywhere and I'm going to do this and do that. And most people looked at me like, you know, that I was just a dreamer and all of this stuff was, I was just going to get my heart broken. And on my new album, Cinematic, there's a song on there called Dead End Kid that completely refers to this period of, you know, people just saying that doesn't happen for people like us. And you're going to be very disappointed. And I was like, I can't hear you. You know, I'm on a mission.
They said you'll never be nothing. You're just a dead end kid. Probably end up in prison. Or maybe down on the skids.
Dead End Kid, this song, I mean, it gets right at your upbringing. And, I mean, like a lot of your music, there's a story there. Do you consider yourself a storyteller? I mean, is it easier to write about, say, Robert E. Lee or the W.S. Walcott Medicine Show, which you have, than it is to write about yourself?
I do consider myself a storyteller, and I learned that at the Six Nations Indian Reserve, you know, that I witnessed elders that told stories that just went right deep into my soul. And I thought, when I grow up, one of these days, I want to be able to do that.
Young faith healer, he's a woman stealer. He will cure by his command.
Now that I don't have the guys in the band with me, I have to share stories. Because when I was working with them, I was really writing songs for them to sing about stories that I wanted to tell. But I was casting them as the singers, as the voices of the story that I wanted to tell.
In addition to your memoir from 2016 and your new album, Cinematic, there's a new documentary out about the band. It's called Once We're Brothers. There's also a song on your new album called Once We're Brothers. Both the song and the documentary are about your former bandmates. Three of them, Richard Manuel, Rick Danko, and Lee Von Helm, are gone. But you've had so many different people over the years who you must consider brothers, and I suspect they also come and go, perhaps not as permanently as Richard and Rick and Levon. Now that you're 76, how long had this song been fermenting inside you?
Being part of this brotherhood with these guys in the band, oh, what a special, special relationship we had. And in this song, Once We're Brothers, it came out of me because we were working on this documentary, and I was going back and remembering some of the extraordinary experiences that we had together.
Once we're brothers, brothers no more. We lost our connection after the war. There'll be no revival, there'll be no encore. Once we're brothers, brothers no more.
We were talking a moment ago about songs that are stories, and I think of The Weight, one of your kind of legacy story song compositions. There's a recent rendition of The Weight with the rotating cast of musicians from this group Playing for Change, and you open the song with a guitar intro, and then we hear from, as Playing for Change often does with the music, this international lineup of artists from Congo, Bahrain, Japan.
Take a load off, baby.
All Jamaica, Ringo Starr is on drums. I mean, it's a very cool rendition. Why did you want to do the Playing for Change treatment, and were you pleased with what you heard at the end?
Well, this was my son, Sebastian's idea. So I was just following his lead on this, and then everybody joined in globally around the world. And in these times, that's a great feeling. We like the idea of embracing one another and from around the world being able to join together on this song. I love it.
Robbie Robertson's new solo album, Cinematic, is out. This weekend, he'll be a special guest in Nashville to commemorate the band's historic farewell concert, The Last Waltz. And that's going to do it for us this week from the Nan and Bill Harris Studio at WGBH here in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Have yourselves a great weekend. We'll be back with you here on Monday.
Crazy Chester followed me, and he caught me